I can be a winning Ryder Cup captain away, so is an exceptionally big deal, and it adds a lot to my legacy.
For the best Ryder Cup build-up reaction and exclusive interviews, go to otbsports.com/golfweekly and become an official friend of the pod now.
Very happy to welcome Jenny Egan to the show. Hello.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Congratulations are in order. I'm sure people
saw
over the weekend. Jenny Egan, silver in the Canoe Sprint World Championships in the K1 5,000 metres.
Yeah, that's correct, in Copenhagen, Denmark. And I'm actually still in Denmark on a training camp in preparation for the Marathon World Championships next week, which are in Romania. So, Wow. Yeah, it's been a really exciting time. Thankfully, all my training and hard work throughout the last year and a half through lockdowns paid off on Sunday. And to get back on that Senior Canoe Sprint World Championship podium for Ireland was a dream come true.
Well, it's brilliant. I saw, so there was 1.96 seconds separating the top three, which gives an insight into the margins here. And I was reading, it's a 23-minute course, so not exactly a sprint.
Yeah, so it's under the sprint distances. So yeah. The 5,000 metres is a very tactical race. For people that don't understand our sport so much, it's good to kind of compare it to cycling, because in cycling, you've got like the draft mechanism. And in canoeing, you've got similar in the 5,000 metres. You've got a wash that comes off the boat that you're able to reserve energy.
Right.
So you want to try and reserve as much energy as possible. When you sit on a side wash, you can reserve 10 to 25% as such. Of energy between the side wash, and then there's like a V wash as well that you reserve up to the 25%, the higher end. So, you know, it's not about being necessarily the fastest paddler from A to B. It's about being the smartest as well as the fittest and the strongest, and be able to sprint whenever you need to. So all the girls line up. We line up on a straight pontoon, and we have to then go around certain buoys around turning points. But other than the turning points, it's as such a free for all, and you make the decisions about where you want to be in the group and the best position to be in. And it was really all the way down to the line, to be honest. The course consisted of one long lap and then five shorter laps. Mm. So we're turning quite a lot throughout the 5,000 meters. And there was one stage that I'd broken away into lead group of four boats or less, myself plus three other competitors. And I thought, okay, yes, this is kind of the breakaway. And, you know, there'll be four of us, which will be pretty tough going for three places on the podium. But the chasing pack behind us caught us up within the last 1,000 meters. So I was thinking this finish is going to be relentless. Like there's about eight of us in the last 1,000 meters going for three positions on the podium. So I just had to make sure I was up in a really good position in the front group and on a front wash. And thankfully it all paid off and I went across the finish line in silver position.
Wow, fantastic. So like maneuvering all the way through and jostling for position all the way through. So say to extend this cycling analogy, because I don't have any expertise in your sport whatsoever,
yeah,
or even watching, I don't know, a track event. Generally, the chump at the front is doing the most work and you want to hang on their shoulder. So is it similar-ish
exactly
in canoeing? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. So there's a wave that comes off the boat. And when you're on the side wave of a leading competitor, you can save 10 to 15%.
Yeah.
And then there's another wash that's called a V wash, and that's sitting behind the lead competitor. And then there's two boats either side of the lead competitor. So you're getting waves from three boats as such at one time. And then you can save about 25% of energy. So it's really about being smart, using your energy when you need to, and, you know, letting other people do the main work and you just reserving your energy and using it when you need it in those final parts of the race.
Yes.
And if there's times when you want to break, try and make a breakaway in a group, that's when you can try and use your energy as well. But that's what I love about the race. You know, it's about being smart. It's been about being aware. It's about like seeing what's happening kind of around you. And, you know, when that chasing group caught us, I could just hear all these paddlers coming up behind us and the water off all the boats. So I was like, oh, just focus and think about that finish and where you need to be and to go across that finish line in the best position possible. So it was a really special time. And I'd just like to thank Canoeing Ireland, Sport Ireland, the Olympic Federation of Ireland and my club, Salmon Leap Canoe Club in Leixlip, County Kildare, for their continued support throughout my career so far. And I hope to continue for as long as possible, as long as I enjoy it, and hopefully keep achieving on the world stage.
The way you described there, the racing, that must be one of the real attractions, as in that sounds like it's, you know, 23 odd minutes of paying attention and maneuvering and making decisions and using your experience to judge where to be and why, as opposed to in your training sometimes where it's probably just head down and getting the miles in. So like the real thrill of racing must be just such a lovely change from, I suppose, at times the monotony of day to day getting the miles in.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's training sessions that it's about, all my training sessions have different goals. And like that, you say, you know, there's training sessions that I have to be as strong and fast as possible and just, you know, go as hard as possible during certain efforts. But in a race scenario, it's about being smart and reserving your energy. And it's not just about expending energy, it's about reserving it and using when you can. So, you know, after so many lockdowns of and training and alone or with one or two training partners, getting back racing is like a breath of fresh air. It's, you know, it's so exciting. It's what I train for day in, day out. And, you know, my training program consists of 14 to 16 sessions per week. So it's very intense. And, you know, you want to show how all that hard work that you've done over all the years, you want to be able to show it. And the only place you can show it properly is in training or in racing and training. Yeah, training is, you know, it's the monotony of day in, day out, trying to perfect everything and then bringing it all together on race day.
So, Jenny, the big picture for a second then, because you talked about the dedication and the amount of sessions you have to do, and you've been doing this for a very long time now. The Olympics, I guess, is a pinnacle, and your sport, I was reading earlier today, is extremely difficult to qualify four, unfortunately. You're one of those unlucky types that's picked a discipline where it's hard to get into the games. And you've gone so close several times. 2012, when you were 25, I was reading you missed out by a single spot for Rio 4 years later, one place shy again of a qualifying spot. And then Tokyo, again, the disappointment. And you have been at various points in your career, you know, number one ranked in the world, and you've been on podiums before. So the disappointment in missing out of Tokyo and the drive to go again, I mean, tell us about that. Tell us about dealing with all of that over the last couple of months.
Yeah, so just to get a bit of, you know, information about our sport, not all the distances are within the Olympic program, unfortunately.
Right.
In the last two periods, it's been the women's K1 500 meters and the women's K1 200 meters, which are the single boat events. So unfortunately in our sport, it's not like athletics or swimming where all the distances are in the Olympics. Right. There's only certain distances, and next time round it'll be even less. There's only the women's K1 500 meters. And just to give an insight into our sport also in terms of the qualification, you have to be top five in the world championships to qualify for Tokyo.
Wow.
In the single women's
Wow.
K1. And people just don't realize it from outside the sport because they don't understand the qualification system. And I don't know any sport that's like it with such a hard qualification system. And yeah, top five of the world championships, or there was two more places as a European qualifier and then one more like global place at another race. So it's extremely difficult. But there's the other side of it as well, that the Olympic program doesn't appeal to all different athletes in terms of, you know, there's sprinters who are very good at 200 meter athletes, and then there's long distance kind of athletes, you know, more endurance based. So physiologically, I am more an endurance athlete and I always have been, but I've still really improved my 200 meter times, my 500 meter times, and I've worked really hard at it. But like I say, you have to be in that top five of the world championships to get that place, or top two of the European qualifier, one first at a global qualifier. So, but what's great about the K1 5000 meters is that it's in the European Olympic Games, which is under the Olympic Federation of Ireland, and also it's run by the European Olympic Committee. So I competed in both Baku in 2015 and Minsk in 2019. And that's a really big event for me and our country, because it's essentially a multi-sport event like the Olympics, but just for European countries. So that's a real pinnacle of my sporting career, to compete in the European Games. And, you know, like, it's just a pity that it's not like athletics, that all the distances are in it. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, like, there's nothing we can do about it. And next time around, like I say, even the quota place is going to be less for canoe sprint, because They've taken some of our quota places to give to a new event in Canoe Slalom called Extreme Slalom. So it's unfortunate, but at the same time, you know, competing and winning medals at World Champs, European Champs and World Cups are really special to me. And I'm really excited to keep at this level and keep doing it. And I'm the only athlete for Ireland to win World Championship medals at a Senior Canoe Sprint World Championship, male or female. So that's really special for me, and it's special for Canoeing Ireland. And I hope that inspires the younger generation, both boys and girls, to know that we can all perform on the world stage.
Mm. God, it's great to get that context. I can't believe it's just five. Sure, like that's practically just the podium.
it's crazy.
That's nuts. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that's in the single boat event. And then, you know, there are crew boats that would be K2s and K4s, but they would have slightly more event, but it's still like K2 is top eight of the world championships. And, you know, that's a boat with two women in it. Mm. So it's that thing, like nobody really knows. And it's not general knowledge. And
no,
that's why I'm trying to.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people would just see, you know, Jenny Egan misses out in qualification headline and gets on with their day, mm-hmm. you know, back to their cornflakes, yeah. as opposed to realizing just how difficult it is. So that's extraordinary. Yeah. So silver mm-hmm. here in the, again, world championships, it's a phenomenal achievement. You were saying the longer distance ones are on the horizon now, and you're maybe more of an endurance athlete, so you're rubbing your hands. If you must be in good form.
You know, fingers crossed. Every race is so different, and you just hope for a good clean race and to feel fit on that day and give the performance that you can on that day, and hopefully it's enough to be happy with the position that you cross the finish line in, you know. And the K1 5000 meters and K1 marathon, they complement each other quite well because it's similar training. I'm here for a few days in Denmark training. I wanted to stay here training in preparation for Romania and to avoid too many flights with COVID and that situation, because there was a few athletes competing in Copenhagen, Denmark. We had to have PCR tests, you know, throughout the competition. And there's a few athletes from Slovenia that actually had positive tests. Not in my event, but in other events, and they ended up having to isolate and are still isolating here in Copenhagen, Denmark. So, you know, you want to avoid those situations as much as possible and try and keep safe and healthy.
So you must realize somewhere along the way, and I know your family are all big into the sport as well, and they've been a big support to you. I heard you talking to John Duggan, it's a while ago now, maybe early into the lockdown back in 2020, but you must have realized early on that you were, I guess, you know, you win the genetic lottery, you've got a real kind of natural endurance. So I'm sure you have to work very hard as well, but you must have that gift. When did you clock that? Pretty early on in your teens or somewhere around then, I suspect.
Yeah, so my mum and dad paddled, and my mum would have paddled when she was pregnant with me. And I first had in a boat when I was 3 years old. I did my first race in the UK when I was 8 years old. But when I was younger, I was also doing loads of different sports and loads of different activities. I was doing dance, drama, singing, play the violin, as well as loads of other sports. So I think that's really important when you're younger to do as much variety as possible. And when I was under 14, I became British national sprint and British national marathon champion. And I guess that kind of was like a point that kind of was like, okay, this is what I really want to focus on, because it's kind of when you get to the age of 15, 16, you know, you really have to kind of put all your eggs in one basket as such, and focus on one sport. And it's been a great journey so far since then. And, you know, as a junior, I won a junior marathon world championship medal in my leaving cert year under 18. So that was quite an intense year. And, you know, I was training the morning before school, and my mum would have breakfast at the club for me. I'd be go to my school, spend the day in school, and then back out to the canoe club, back home to study. And you know, it's a lot of time management skills and focus.
I'd say there were some cold mornings on the Liffey around January time. Oh my God.
Yeah, well, I tell you, this year was cold with lockdown and no change rooms and showers. It's been it's been a very different year. And this is the first year also that I haven't been away on a warm weather training camp or with other. I usually go away at least once a year to train with athletes from other countries. So, it's been very different. But thankfully, you know, I was able to continue. In the first lockdown, I wasn't able to be on the water training in the first lockdown. But, you know, thankfully, Canoeing Ireland, they helped me and gave me a canoeing ergometer, and I was able to run, and I had some gym equipment from home. And then once I got back on the water, I was able to stay on the water then afterwards and continue with my training. So, look, it's been a difficult time for everybody in life. And I think the one thing we'll take from this time is to not take anything for granted and to be grateful for everything that we get and enjoy one day at a time and live kind of life to the fullest.
I guess it's all we can do. Listen, congrats again. I think sometimes I haven't talked to you now and got a sense of it. I think we've all underestimated the achievement possibly and what a brilliant one it was. So silver in the canoe sprint world championships at the weekend with the marathon section upcoming. So Jenny Egan, big congrats, amazing achievement, and best of luck, I guess, with the next event. And hopefully we're talking to you again and offering congratulations again pretty soon. So thanks so much for checking in this evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.